Kenny.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good Saturday morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome once again to the Garden America Show. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. We are Facebook Live. If you're near a radio and want to see us, you can watch us right there. Facebook Live, go to Garden America Radio. And there we are. Questions, comments, Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. We still take phone calls as well, 855-424-9825. Big show lined up today. I know we say that a lot. We say this is going to be a big show. It's going to be a great show. But today is. And let's see. John, you're sitting next to somebody we know very well, a good friend of ours. And, John, I'm going to let you introduce who our in-studio guest is. We'll get things rolling and get underway.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm always excited whenever I see Deborah Lee Baldwin because she has become the face of succulents and cactus, not only in the United States, but maybe around the world. And I say that because I think, Deborah, what you've done is brought cactus and succulents from being viewed as collector specimens. You know, people used to, I'm old enough where I remember, people would put one per pot and line them up in a row. But you've come up with a bunch of great ideas and made them mainstream so that people know how to use these. And, you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your new book that's come out because it's amazing. It's actually a reprint of one that you published 10 years ago, but it's almost like a completely new book.
Yeah. Well, thank you for those lovely compliments. And I'm so excited about the second edition of Designing with Succulents. It is a completely new book because so much happened over the 10 years since the first edition came out in 07. Oh, my goodness, we've seen succulents just take over the world. And the new edition, I kept maybe about 15 or 20% of the text and photos. And the second edition has gone from 300 photos in the first edition to 400 photos. So work of terrific designers. It's a beautiful book. Timber Press did a stunning job on it. And I don't know. I'm happy to have you write a very nice accolade on the back. Let's read John's comment that is printed now on the back cover. Let's see, you're right here. He knows where it is.
This
he points.
Right here.
a masterly book about the creative use of succulents in modern landscapes. Thank you, my friend.
Well, that was short and sweet, John.
I think he wrote a little bit more and it got edited.
Yeah, that's what happens, exactly.
That's true, that's what happened.
So we are so glad you're here today. What are we going to be doing? What are you going to be showing us and the people at home who are watching on Facebook?
Well, you know, when you said you wanted me to do a project in the studio, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be describing a lot.
Right.
I wasn't really thinking that you were actually going to be streaming live. Now you've been doing that, and that's so exciting because it takes radio to a whole new dimension.
It does.
And although I love being able to describe and explain things. Words are my number one tools. What I'm going to be doing is actually composing an arrangement inspired by a planted shell in my book, my new book, Designing with Succulents, second edition.
And you know what? If you want to, because we're getting sort of a side shot, you can turn around and look at the camera and show people exactly what it is that we're doing. And they want to see your face every now and then as well.
Well, this is on page 116 of the new edition of Designing with Succulents. And I thought, you know, let's take this and have some fun with it. Maybe put it in context of a larger composition that looks more like a tide pool. So I brought a lot of tide pool accessories to play with today. We're going to be creating a miniature landscape with this as the focal point, surrounded by cool succulents that have an undersea look. And I'll talk you through things that you need to know and maybe to avoid when you're doing a themed arrangement.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still think I have those arrangements that you helped me with at Altman's about...
I remember that.
That was about 6 years ago, John, maybe 7 years ago.
And you've kept them alive.
Absolutely. because I don't overwater them.
Yes.
I think that's a big mistake people make. If they're used to using or working with other plants and then they go to succulents, they have to realize that it's water to begin with. And the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to turn brown, the roots are going to rot, and they're going to fall out or fall out of the pot.
Yeah, very true.
Sounds like you could write a book, Brian.
Well, I listen and pay attention, you know, and it's a great book. We've got a good shot of the book here. And so it's going to be a fun show. Boy, we can take this in so many directions, John.
Do you know that next week, 2 weeks maybe, is the autumnal equinox?
That's right. That will be...
That's the beginning of fall.
Fall.
It's not too early to begin thinking about getting holiday gifts.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
and,
right?
And I'll tell you, get a copy of Designing with Succulents. And anyone you know who's a gardener will absolutely appreciate that.
You know, you can do so much with that. You spoke earlier how this has just exploded the last several years, succulents. I think people, for the most part, they would buy a cactus or a succulent in a small pot. They would just put it outside or somewhere in the house and just sit and watch it. But there's, because they don't think there's a lot of colors involved, and that's not the case. There are so many colors, correct?
Yes, and they bloom as well. So you get more bang for your buck.
You know, I should have taken a picture of some of my succulents that have bloomed. They look very nice.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the great thing when you have an expert like Deborah also is what she's just talking about right now. I don't even know if you guys have missed it, but she's taking a simple, maybe, you know, couple-hour project at home. You know, beautiful shell, beautiful set of succulents, you know, do it all up. But then you can take that and implement it into a bigger thing, like a landscape. You know, you've seen the landscapes that are done up, and they do have the coral rocks and the succulents involved, and the whole tide pool theme, I think, is just amazing and wonderful. That it's fun beyond just using plants, because you get to use shells, you get to use rocks. I saw you brought in some little glass figurines.
Oh.
And, you know, it could be a good time, and it's nice to be able to have that fun in the garden as well.
And I would imagine you can leave it up to your own imagination what you can do. There's no real rules except when it comes to maybe when you do plant them, as far as giving them good care.
That's true. Care of the plants is paramount. I personally think that any composition that you do, whether it's one plant to a pot or a whole themed arrangement or even a large landscape, it needs to really showcase the plants.
I do want you to know that we tried our best to get another microphone in here for this special occasion. John said, no, I want to share a mic with Deborah. I want to be close to Deborah. And share.
You know, Deborah was named Horticulturalist of the Year by the San Diego Horticultural Society. And when was that we had?
That was June.
It was June we had. And Deborah gave everybody little mason jars full of bird seed. The tops were decorated with succulents. And you were just talking about, you know, how versatile succulents are and how they can go in any kind of gardens. And my wife has a fairy garden. And the plants occasionally die in there, and the pot of or the mason jar of birdseed sat right next to the fairy garden for probably a month. And I was out there one day, and some of the plants in the fairy garden were rotted or had died, and Shannon, my wife, was pulling them out, and I said, you know, some of those succulents that still look so good on the top of that yeah. jar might grow well in there. So she started to pull on them, and they were rooted into the top of the jar, and they ended up in her succulent garden. And yeah, there was moss on the top, and they were and they ended up being rooted. We were out there a couple days ago looking at them, and they're the best looking plants in that garden.
Well, I think that's one of the wonderful things about succulents is that they're the closest thing to plastic in the plant kingdom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, let's see. 15 minutes after the hour, john@gardenamerica.com. If you have any questions or if you're watching on Facebook, now's the time to post your questions and comments, and we'll keep an eye on that and do our best to answer just about any question that you have for Deborah, one of us here, on Facebook Live on this Saturday morning. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, and, of course, Deborah Lee Baldwin. Second edition book, is that right?
That's
from the,
correct.
From
uh-huh.
the first edition,
yep.
Designing with Succulents. A little bit of the book is from the last book, but most of it is new material.
Yeah, brand new material. Completely revised and updated.
And so what do you do in between books to gather this information and decide what it is you're going to publish the next time around?
Well, you know, it's the cream rises to the top, Brian. I go around. I visit a lot of gardens. I travel a lot. I see a lot of wonderful things. And I squirrel them away.
Just put them right there in the cheeks.
There you go.
Until she needs them.
That's the way you get all your new succulents, is that you just take little cuttings. Store them away.
Well, that's how I get a lot of my great photos, is I store them away.
Okay, well, the music says we're going to take our first break. Again, questions for Deborah Lee or one of us, that's 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or better still, right there on Facebook. Everybody can see your question or comment. You can talk to each other. We're going to be here for a while, 60 minutes after the hour. We're going to step aside. Thank you so much for joining us on Garden America, and happy weekend to you. Happy Labor Day weekend for those that have a long three-day weekend. We're going to take a break and come right back. You're tuned in to the Garden America radio program.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607.
That's 800-303-4607.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is 21 minutes after the hour. Biz Talk Radio here. Garden America, great show today. Happy weekend, Labor Day weekend. Deborah Lee Baldwin, our special guest in studio. And in just a few moments, we're going to be doing a demonstration. Did we want to get to a question, though, first of all, John, that somebody sent in for Deborah? We've got a lot of questions. We'll try to get to as many as we can and still do the demonstration within the time limit.
Yeah, we should, because you know how it is when you start having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So Joni on Facebook, Deborah, sent in a question, and she said, what's the best way to deal with spider mites and mealy bugs, you know, insects that might attack succulents? Because she says they never look as good after she's treated them as before. And she mentions that she's been using Dr. Earth products.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, prevention is always the best cure. And air circulation is going to keep pests that land on the leaves from landing on them, and especially from colonizing the leaf axils where they like to hang out. I'm a little concerned that your plants are looking worse after treatment. I'm wondering, you said you're using Dr. Earth products. That should be fine. You might want to try rubbing alcohol, or it's also called isopropyl alcohol, 70%, and just spray that right on the pests. It's kind of fun to watch them desiccate and pop and fall off. And then you can also spray the leaf axils when you think that you might be having an infestation. Isolate any infested plants so that that doesn't spread.
You know, one of the other things to remember too, Deborah, and maybe this was her problem, is that if you're using oil sprays, and especially on echeverias and plants that have that little bluish cast
pulverulence, the powdery coating.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, the oil can damage those tender leaves and wash that off. So
yeah, good point.
That could be why they don't look as good, too.
That's an excellent point. Right.
All right. So what are we going to do now?
Well, I think we're going to get started, Deborah. So,
You know what?
Another question?
Yeah, no, not another question, but we didn't do the quote of the week, and I know you said that it was like chapter one in a book. But I did pick out the quote in honor of Deborah being here, so we should do that, Brian.
I love this quote.
And the quote is from Luther Burbank. And he said, the secret of improved plant breeding, apart from scientific knowledge, is love. While I was conducting experiments to make a spineless cactus, I often talked to the plants. You have nothing to fear, I would tell them. You don't need your defensive thorns. I will protect you. Gradually, the useful plant of the desert emerged in a thornless variety.
Now, the spineless cactus, otherwise known as the coward succulent?
Well, you know, the reason that he wanted to do that was for cattle feed. And endopolis are much easier to use if there's no thorns.
Yeah.
So, and did you know that that spineless cactus lowers your blood pressure?
Oh, does it?
Oh. And so if you grow it.
Yeah, if you grow, yeah, because it's very relaxing to be doing those kinds of things.
There you go.
Okay, so here we go. The camera's on you. It's demonstration time here on Facebook Live. And again, keep those questions and comments coming on Facebook. And here we go, Deborah.
Let me know if you can't see or hear. I'm just going to go for it.
You betcha.
I have a wide, shallow pot saucer that I got at a garden center for under $10. And I'm going to dump pumice into it.
And so why do we use pumice over anything else?
Well, there's two reasons for this, Tiger. This is going to be an undersea look in this composition. So potting soil sort of doesn't go with that whole look. Also, this is a non-draining pot. So I want pumice to absorb any excess moisture that might compromise the roots of the plants. Now, I'm mounding the pumice up toward one side. This is a very round arrangement, and I don't like perfect circles because you don't find them in nature. And this composition you're going to view from one side, and so you're not going to really even see that far side of it.
Now,
I've got this on a lazy Susan.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. Like, you know, that,
why is it moving?
If you're someone who does a lot of potting, as far as succulent pots or even just perennial flowers or anything like that. I'm watching you here work on this Lazy Susan, and it's awesome because normally, if it's a good-sized pot, you're moving around.
You're moving around, exactly.
You're kind of making this happen, and it's difficult sometimes. If it's on a Lazy Susan, you can just kind of spin it around, and you can work with it.
I do a lot of potting demos, and, you know, when I'm looking at the front of the arrangement, the audience is looking at the back. So I like to be able to spin it around so that everyone can see. Plus, it helps me access it better. So I've gotten spoiled by it. I almost always use one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So now I've got my pumice mounded. And if you're looking at it from the viewer's angle, because this is a one-sided arrangement, now you're not seeing the perfect circle of the saucer anymore. Perfect circles aren't natural, and I wanted to conceal that. And basically, now I'm ready to plant. I've got my lava rock in place. My lava rock repeats the color of the basin. And actually, the basin's color, which is like a charcoal gray, dictated my choice of rocks, because this grayish black color really goes with it. And you think, well, gee, Deborah has lava rock kicking around her house. Yeah, don't you? I mean, I have a whole palette of colored sands and top dressings that I keep on shelves in my workroom, and it's pretty too. I have a lot of lovely things just sitting out that I like to look at. Glass is always real helpful because you can see what you have.
Well, it's nice because the items you're describing also give it that earth feeling, the weathered feeling already.
Yeah.
You know, you're not using new items that don't look like they fit. Like all these rocks, the lava rocks look like coral. You got the shell, you got the pumice that, you know, is looking like sand, and it's all working really, really well together.
Well, thank you. You know, we could almost stop here.
Be real simple. That would be for a modern home.
So this is what we call maybe an underwater theme.
Yeah, I'm calling it a tide pool.
Okay.
A tide pool themed succulent arrangement, because so many succulents lend themselves to the look of undersea creatures, undersea flora. And I had so much fun going to the nursery and selecting specimens that I thought would work well in this arrangement. Oh, Tiger.
Yeah.
Look what I got for you.
Ooh.
You know what this is? This is Tiger Jaws.
Yeah, exactly. I love that one.
Focaria tigrina. Couldn't resist. And it does look like something you might see growing on a coral reef.
Yeah. Looks like something that would eat other things growing on a coral reef.
Exactly. I know. It's got these great little jaws. It's like you could put your finger in there and it would snap. So a nice, polite little succulent, though. Doesn't have any spines. But I like to start, when I'm doing any arrangement, with large to small. So the first thing that's going to go in is our backdrop plant. And, Brian, I'm going to get everything dirty here. Do you have a trash can? I can dump some dirt.
I absolutely do. Tiger, let's use that one over there next to you. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. So stay right where you are as we continue with this demonstration with our tide pool theme here. And again, 855-424-9825. Better still, though, on Facebook Live, your questions and comments as we continue with Deborah Lee Baldwin coming right back. So do stay with us. Garden America, Deborah Lee Baldwin, our special in-studio guest. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. The sponsors who bring you this Facebook Live right after this. Stay with us.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And thank you for hanging in there with us, I should say, during the break. We are back. It is Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Deborah Lee Baldwin, special in-studio guest, and we are putting together what you call maybe a tide pool theme. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And we're going to continue as we continue to add, and I guess you just decide it's more of a creative thing in your mind what you decide to do here. You get the thought in your mind and then just go out and buy the various cacti and succulents?
You know, it's a lot of fun going to a nursery when you have a theme in mind and you walk up and down the aisles and you think, oh, yeah, hey, that looks like seagrass. That'll work. And actually, this is Crassula lycopoioides. There will be a quiz. Or watch chain Crassula. And I chose it for height to go behind my shell here. I'm going to just make a little hole in the pumice and tuck that right in and push the pumice around it.
And you know, when I go shopping, I find a plant that I like, and I just buy it. And then when I get it home, I figure, okay, now what do I do with it?
Then you figure out what to do with it. Yeah. You know, one thing you can do, too, is you can open up the root ball. If you've got kind of a tight clump, you can open up the root ball and then tuck in more of a linear look rather than just a clump.
And that's a lot easier to do with succulents.
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to
are
read.
Are you guys trying to share a mic?
I'm watching social media at the same time, and Laura Eubanks just wrote on there, lycopoioides. And then she just starts a bunch of smiley, crying, laughing face emojis.
So a little Latin lesson here this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're reading comments on Facebook, Laura also says, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Laura. Who was it? I'll have to see. It might have been. It doesn't make any difference who said it.
Does it matter?
Because the comment was a great beginning to a great day, which I
thought
was really nice.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, we're setting the bar here with Deborah Lee Baldwin, which means that we have to continue to have a great guest on, but I don't think we can top this.
It was Laura, but a different Laura that
okay.
said that.
Oh, there's a lot of Lauras out there. There was just a comment on social media yesterday. What do I have to do, be a Laura to get success with my succulents?
Right, exactly.
All right, so now we've got our backdrop. Our larger plants have gone in, and I've pushed hard on those root balls and packed more pumice around them to hold them upright. And I love the texture that they're giving that, too.
So that now, looks awesome,
yeah, you like that.
Deborah. But you're, as you mentioned when you started, you're not using any soil at all. Does
oh,
that
I ma- am.
Oh, you are.
I'm keeping the root balls of the plants.
Oh, but yeah. I mean no additional
yeah.
soil. So what I'm wondering is when the roots begin to grow into the
the pumice?
To the medium, into the pumice, do you have to be maybe a little more careful with the amount of fertilizer that they get? Do you use more than you would in soil, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, what I'm going to do when I water this is I'll dribble water right at the base of the plants,
mm-hmm.
and I won't fertilize it because I don't want them to grow. This is a miniature arrangement, and what does fertilizer do? It stimulates growth,
right.
and you don't want it to overgrow too much. It's actually better if they stay the same as long as possible.
So the soil that you've provided, which came with the succulents originally, is all they need, and they're just using the pumice as sort of a base.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, if you think of where cactus and succulents grow naturally, those soils are usually fairly infertile to begin
exactly.
with.
Exactly, dry and hard.
Yeah.
This is a cool plant. I was hard to decide what to get at the nursery because so many succulents look like undersea creatures. But this is a little aloe. It's Aloe Haworthi Oiades.
Wow.
Another Oiades and Oiades.
Oiades.
So that's the aloe that looks like a Haworthia.
That's right. And I love the fact that it has white on the tips because that's going with the pumice and with the shell. So for most of these, I'm just removing the lower part of the root ball. I'm getting Brian's desk all dirty here.
You know what? Tiger's going to clean it up at the end of the show.
Yep, that's why they brought me.
Yeah, the new guy. He gets to do that. And I don't want any potting soil showing because that's going to detract from the undersea look. And of all the tips I can give you when it comes to creating a miniature landscape or doing a themed composition, watch that absolutely every element you include goes with that theme, and also watch for things that are going to pull you out of it, that are jarring, that speak to what it's not or shows what's behind the scenes and you want to not show that. So I have this cute little succulent for a tiger. Tiger, you
thank
know,
you.
You know what this is.
It's another tiger succulent.
Tiger jaws.
Tiger
sometimes
jaws.
Called shark jaws, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like tiger jaws better.
Tiger, much better name.
Okay, so here's a quiz for the horticulturists out there. What is the Latin name for tiger jaws, the succulent?
Well, John knows this.
John knows.
That's not fair if I say
Tiger, do you have any idea?
I have no clue.
Well, you need to know
it's an
oidee.
It's an oidee.
It's one of the oidees.
No? It's an oidea.
Is it tiger ploideus succulentus?
Hey, while we're going along, Deborah, the question on Facebook wants to know, can you keep this arrangement indoors?
Well, these are low-light plants. This is Haworthia attenuata here in the shell, and it does absolutely fine indoors. I've had it on my kitchen windowsill for years, and it looks pretty much the same. I just splash it with water every so often, and that's all it needs. The others are low-light as well, but one of the pretty ones I brought, and I brought this for Brian because he likes color.
You know what? You have a great memory.
He's such a color slut. Uh-huh. This one would probably lose its red indoors.
Okay.
But for the
you could bring it inside and outside periodically, correct? Wouldn't that be a good idea to do that?
You could.
Well, especially for our listeners in the cold parts of the country.
Sure.
You could bring it out for the summer and then bring it indoors for the winter.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay, good.
But keep it out of direct sun. The plants will scorch. And, of course, don't set it where rainfall is going to fill the saucer.
Right, because there you go with possible root rot, too much moisture.
Yeah, and this is a non-draining
it would be
container.
The Houston effect. You don't want that to happen.
Houston effect.
Okay, so I'm going to Morticia prune this, John. Brian, I hope you don't mind.
Morticia Adams?
Yes.
Adams family.
Do you remember her snipping?
Snipping the roses. Snipping the rosebuds off.
Yes.
So it was just the thorns.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. So I'm going to snip off the flowers because the flower spikes detract from the fantasy I'm trying to create. Oh. Now it looks like a starfish.
Absolutely.
But starfish don't bloom. They don't send up bloom stalks.
No.
So we had
So again, it goes back to anything you do that would possibly detract from the theme that you're creating.
Exactly. It's all about that fantasy. You're creating this for the viewer who is going to have a look at it and be transported into a different reality. And so blooms on plants in your miniature landscapes, in your fairy gardens, ask yourself, are they working with the theme or are they reminding everybody that, hey, you know, this really is just a collection of plants?
You know, we have another comment on Facebook, and I wonder if there is a pun intended because they're looking at your arrangement and commenting, Deborah is such a rock star.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because she's working with the rocks, but I have a feeling that it works both ways. Right, Tiger?
Yeah, it's fun to watch her work because, you know, it's like when you're watching someone start off with a blank canvas.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden it's a Picasso or some kind of just magical painting that just is, you would have never figured out how to do it yourself. But then watching, you're like, oh, she makes it look so easy.
Well, it's a methodology, too. I mean, it's not like all of this springs without any thought at all. You know, there are absolute reasons behind every part of this. And that's a good thing because the listeners can learn that and do it.
Sure.
And not feel intimidated by it. Now, I got a little Fenestraria. This is one of the few living stones that is easy to grow. These can be very tricky and rot out on you. So I'm going to plant it a little higher to make sure that water drains away from the roots.
And when that one blooms, it has daisy-like flowers.
It's an ice plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's a mezem. You don't think of it as an ice plant, but
you know, if all of these succulents could live underwater, there's my aquarium right there. It's in a sense, it's like putting together an aquarium with plants that obviously don't live underwater. These are succulents that you're going to put in your house or maybe outside. But it's the same kind of thing when developing a theme, and this, of course, you call the tide pool theme.
Now this. Yep. The scientific name for that plant that Deborah just gave you is the Latin name for window.
When
we come back, we'll tell you why it's called that.
All right, do stay with us. We have one more segment coming up here, hour number one. Garden America special show, in-studio guest Deborah Lee Baldwin. Thank you so much for joining us. John@gardenamerica.com, or, of course, post your questions and comments right there on Facebook. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, coming back with Deborah Lee Baldwin. It is Garden America on your Labor Day Saturday. Coming right back. Do stay with us.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets.
going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back in studio from the iHeart Studios here in San Diego, California. Garden America, Facebook Live, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Deborah Lee Baldwin as we continue putting together our tide pool theme, sort of an underwater theme, as it were. And this is a great theme, and it's so fun to watch it all come together, Deborah.
Well, thank you, and I'm having fun, too. And I'm just delighted with the plant material that I got at Oasis Nursery in North County, including this new Kelly Griffin cultivar. He's calling it Aloe Twilight Zone. I don't know if you can see this. Shall I hold it closer to the camera?
You can hold it right for the camera. Yeah. Sure, there.
Look how bumpy that is. Isn't that fun?
And wait, don't tell me. You're going to cut off those little...
I'm going to morticia prune the flower stalks because it just, they detract from the fantasy I'm trying to create of an undersea tide pool garden. And I want to showcase this. So I'm going to pull the fenestraria out where I planted it before. And I planted it high because I wanted to make sure that it didn't, sit in water. Although the pumice will more than take care of that. But this just needs to be given a prominent location. So sorry about the dirt, Brian.
We should quickly mention, too, that we promised before the break to tell you why that plant was called fenestraria, which is Latin for window. In the deserts where those grow, the sun is just so scorchingly hot that it would burn the leaves. So the plant itself pulls itself into the ground, and nothing sticks up except the top of the plant, and they're like little windows to allow the light in so that the plant can survive.
Very self-sufficient plant, obviously. Yeah.
That's translucent skin that lets the plant photosynthesize. Okay, now I like that, but I'm going to rotate that little aloe outward so it's facing the viewer, which is always a good tip in a container composition of a lot of different plants, is have them move a little bit toward the side of the pot so that the viewer is looking at them face on. So I have extra plants, but I'm going to go ahead and quit with adding plants because I don't want to overdo it. When you're creating a miniature landscape, it's really easy to overdo it. You get carried away.
You just want to keep on going.
You do, and, you've gone to the nursery, you've got lots of great plants, and you think, well, I've got to use them all. No, you don't. Now, I mean, from a design standpoint, often less is more, and keep thinking, you know, you're snorkeling past this. So I'm covering any exposed root balls. I brought some extra pumice. I'm just going to dribble that down and pretty much cover them pretty well.
Also, too, I think there'd be a tendency as you're creating something, you have the original idea in mind, and then maybe you begin to start changing your idea or new thoughts come to mind, and that's where you can get off track, and it's not what you originally intended it to be.
Yeah, keep asking yourself, does this create the fantasy that I'm aiming at?
Okay. I see you brought a funnel. Is that so you can change your oil after
the show? That's exactly why. I'm going to do it in the parking lot. And Tiger said, talk about your tools. We were talking about that during the break. So I have my clippers, which I used to morticia prune some of the flower stalks. Brush is very helpful for getting stray bits of sand and pumice off of the leaves of plants.
That's a great idea.
But that's usually what you do last. And now we're going to start finishing touch time, where the sand is going to go in. Now, I picked a sand that combines the colors of the rocks and the shell, which is what you would, which is what you'd see, right? An undersea theme or an undersea scene is comprised of a lot of different elements, and the waves and the motion of the water is going to break things up and create rocks of all sizes and a lot of sand. And if you you can go horribly wrong with a simple detail like sand if it's not credible in that respect.
Is there anything you have to watch out for when doing something like this, and especially with an underwater theme, the tide pool theme, where do you tell people go get beach sand?
Or, oh, never.
You know, we want to stay away from some things straight from the ocean, right?
No, you never do that. And Tiger, you know, you already knew that, but you wanted the answer to that because we may have some listeners out there who are thinking, oh well, I'm doing a tide pool arrangement, I'll just go get some beach sand. You want to get your sand clean sand. You can use builder's sand from a home improvement store. But beach sand is going to have too much salt in it.
And I think, again, we have to remember we're creating an illusion. It doesn't have to be the real deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all about the fantasy. It's all about the illusion. And I was kind of debating whether or not I wanted pure white sand because, after all, I have lava rock. But let's try it. And we can always fix it if it doesn't work. So what do you guys think? White sand, yes or no?
I think it's cool.
I like the white sand.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Aileen on Facebook wants to know if you would ever mix non-succulent, probably not in this instance, but would you ever mix non-succulent plants with succulent plants?
Sure. I do it all the time. In fact, I'm by no means a purist when it comes to low-water plants, but that is pretty much my criteria. I stick with those that want very low water. Nothing is as low-water as a succulent, but you can't, I should qualify that, I guess. I have a wonderful chapter in my new book, the second edition of Designing with Succulents, on companion plants for succulents. But even something like Diamondia, which is a wonderful ground cover that you can walk on, that's even going to want more water than your succulents. Does that answer?
I think that's
okay.
That's fine.
So now I'm down to the cute stuff, to the stuff that's going to make or break the composition.
Somebody's also asking, is there a brand of pumice that you use, and where would you get it?
Oh, okay. You can buy small bags of pumice at any nursery or garden center. They usually have it in the bagged section with the soils. You can also buy it in bulk, a 30-pound or 40-pound bag, at any tack and feed store.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sold.
Never thought of that.
Well, it's sold under the name, the brand name Dry Stall. So you want to ask for Dry Stall, not for pumice, because they won't know what you mean if you say pumice. And it's used to absorb excess moisture in horse stalls.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to get to the best part of this, I think, at the very end as we add the finishing touches. Do stay with us. We have news coming up on most of these affiliates. We're going to take a break. We are back at 6 minutes after. Of course, Deborah Lee is going to stay after into hour number two. We thank you for watching on Facebook. Keep watching. Again, going to take a break. News coming up. We're back. We're going to finish this up and perhaps take some more questions. So do stay with us on this Saturday, Labor Day weekend. It is the Garden America Radio Show. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, and Deborah Lee Baldwin coming back next hour.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.